This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Boys are back together in studio. First time in a little while. Obviously, Christmas break. A lot of people traveling. Damn, it's nice driving around this city during the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, man.
Just chill.
I left home yesterday. I think it was like 9:05. And I was getting off at Independence at 9:29.
That's cruising.
Dude, you know, I probably did do a little faster than with the, it said 70, and everybody kept passing me, so I decided to ride with them.
You were chilling.
You know, so if when you're doing 70 and they just pass by you like standing still, you say, hell with it, I'll go 80.
Right. You know? Obviously, you know, we got the Commanders gearing up for this week 18 game against the Eagles. It's going to be a weird, funky game for Washington this week, because you don't know who Philly's going to play, who they're not going to play, et cetera. I don't know. It's a 4:30 game. What's your plan to get up there now? Are you just going up that morning? Are you still going
Saturday?
No, I'm going
to go up there Saturday. I don't want to have to be dealing. I'm not roosting. I'm not going to start up that morning and all of a sudden complain about how long it took me to get there. I'm going the day before. But like for me, though, Jay, I think if you look at the game last night, Atlanta against all the Rams, Atlanta had nothing really to play for, okay?
They're playing well down the stretch.
But they balled their ass off,
yeah.
Okay? The Rams are fluctuating between 5 and 6 seed.
Right.
But the Rams could have won that game last night and put themselves in a much better situation. And also, they can be feeling better about themselves. They have to be a little concerned about some stuff right now because they have not played good down the stretch.
They've lost two in a row now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I just think, like, when I hear people saying you have nothing to play for, every time you step on a football field, there's something to play for. It may not be what you want me to play for, but everybody always has something to play for. And I'm sure Atlanta, their guys on that team are feeling damn good about themselves.
Well, I think there's a few things, right? If you looked at that game last night, so you'll laugh at this. I went into my fantasy championship this past weekend. I had a 7-8 point lead last night.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any players left, and he had won Bijan Robinson.
Well, so he beat you.
What I appreciated, and I've been fighting a little cold, so I wanted to go to bed early. I rarely do that. I had one of your hot toddies. Like I was last night was a self care night to try to get my my coughing under control, and Bijan scored early, and our friend Danny Frank, I was talking to him early in the day about my fantasy matchup. He's like, good news is you can go to bed now. I was like, yes, I can. I ended up checking my fantasy matchup, which was very close. The final score after Bijan did his thing, 132-96.
Mm.
Bijan went for 40 last night. 42.
Bruh, he balled out. The The 93-yarder, he was just scooting, dog. But
he can play, man.
Big Boy, what's the dude, Verse? Big Boy was rolling too. When
that dude's a stud.
I have never seen a blocked field goal bounce right back into the person's hand like that.
That dude's a stud.
He's good, man.
Perhaps the most, I don't know that I want to say shocking because I don't want to overstate it, but it was a play that ended up in a Falcons first down. It was a third down. I want to say he ended up throwing to Pitts. Kirk threw to Pitts to connect for the first down. Mm-hmm. Emmanuel Forbes made the most physical tackle I've ever seen him make. Did you see that? Probably first quarter, maybe second quarter.
I think I remember which one you're talking about.
It was exactly, I mean, it was a pure form tackle. Like he came up, drove his shoulder, picked the legs. It was impressive, man. And to your point about the Rams, I think we've seen McVay do this where, like, Devontae Adams looked like he could have gone last night and they're just going to rest him. I think L.A. won't play anybody next week.
Mm-hmm.
McVay doesn't play anybody in the preseason. I think he just focuses on having his guys ready for the playoffs. So we'll see if L.A. is the team that looked like the best in the league for a couple months there or if they're this team. They've now lost two in a row. I think with Atlanta, dude, I think you've got a combination of two factors.
Mm-hmm.
One, I think those guys are playing for Raheem Morris down the stretch.
Hell yeah.
I think they like Ra and want him to remain as coach. And I think they're now, the worst they're going to finish is 7-10. Atlanta plays New Orleans in week 18. I think Vegas probably has them as favorites in that game, even though the Saints are playing a lot better too. Who do they have as favorites? Yeah, Atlanta's a home field favorite, 3-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a coin flip, but that team's playing for Morris, and Kirk's playing for his next deal.
Yeah.
That's just the reality, dude.
Hey,
listen, you can be mad at Kirk if you want, but
you always playing for something, Jay, as I state. You know, and listen, I so love to hear people say, "What y'all ain't nothing to play for, this, that, and the other." Look, man, you spent 1 year in this thing, you find out you're always playing for something. And once you get past that 1 year, you're always trying to prove that you're either better or what you're proving to be. You know, every year is something you got to put out there. Because once you play that 1 year, now they're looking to see if you're going to fall off. Are you going to start to grow? They see if you're getting stable. Are you still pushing forward? Somebody's always looking, so you got something to play for. So,
I mean, if you're the Rams, you're concerned. Is Stafford throwing three picks last night?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
they sat on a lot of stuff. They just knew. Because that last interception, Puka went, the dude never moved. And I think Stafford, his thing is he's thrown so many balls to Puka where he didn't. If he just take one smidget later, the little kid, the speedster, he right over the top, he was wide ass open going into the end zone, and he just didn't get it. Like the pass that he missed him on, late in the game, the post corner.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit. He threw that ball so damn early. And then when you throw it early, you got to normally put a little arc on it. He threw that thing early with some zip.
Well, I also think, I mean, you have Raheem Morris. There's a ton of people on that Falcons coaching staff that were with L.A.
when
they won that last Super Bowl. So there's a lot of familiarity there. And I think you got to look at Atlanta's young defense. They got some dudes to be excited about. The kid Pierce, the D lineman that they traded for, that linebacker Caden Ellis can play. The corner AJ Terrell's obviously a stud. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's so hard to make a determination if you are Arthur Blank and Falcons ownership, but you can't let the on field results fool you either with them playing really well down the stretch here. Like, maybe there is something there that you're building, you know? Like,
I mean, you start building and you find some, all of a sudden it clicks. And just like I said, you could go into a football field and you could be having all these great practices and get on the field and you're like, damn, it's just not clicking. And you can't put your finger on it, but you just keep fighting. And then all of a sudden when it clicks, guess what? Nothing changed. You were doing the same stuff, just it starts to work for you. And then you get a feel for it, you know, and things happen a little differently. But last night, if they could bottle that up, they could be in a lot of damn games. And if they could have that going into next year, it could be good. But The owner gets to decide what he wants to do. He can say, hey, I'm willing to see how this is going to keep festering or how it's going to keep moving forward. Or he can say, to hell with it, why it took so long.
I mean, Raheem Morris, last year, the first year, they finished 8-9, and Kirk really fell apart physically, is what we've all been told last season. Penix comes in late, looks pretty good. This year, Penix is the starter, then he gets injured. Kirk struggled early and has come in and played a lot better. It's important. Kirk didn't light the world on fire last night. He was 13-20 for a buck 26 with a touchdown throw.
If you can get Bijan running like that,
right,
you can put me and you back there.
But like,
to be honest with you,
Raheem's going to finish this year. Say it's 8-9. That's 2 8-9 seasons. I think you give him one more, but it's a pretty short leash going forward. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. There aren't that many jobs across the league that are definitively going to come up. We know the Giants. We know the Titans. Just because they've already fired guys. But it's, I don't know. And then you combine that with, like, what happens with Kirk? Because he's certainly going to want to keep playing.
You're going to want to keep playing. And then if you're Atlanta, so his deal is done now. Is that contract?
No.
Or is there anything left?
There's a little bit left, but it's hard to believe they would stick with it.
When is Penix going
to
be ready?
I don't know.
This is third injury, third ACL.
His injury record is crazy.
So you don't,
going back to college.
Hell, you may be like going back to Kirk saying, hey, we want to keep you. You know? Be honest with you, dog.
Dude, you're not crazy because they still have guaranteed money on the deal.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, granted, the cap number's outrageous, but he still has 10 mil guaranteed on the deal.
Yeah, but see, this is where the smart people come into play. You come up with a way to extend and change that number up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They could get it done. Because let's be real. He's at a point now where that deal, he got $50 million a year on average. He's about past that $50 million a year deal. So that's going to start going down. Hell, he's already there with guaranteed money. They could probably come out and give him the best deal. Unless, now, if somebody else want to give him 55, go ahead and go, dog.
Yeah, I mean, they have to cut him, though, before he gets out there, right? And so they kind of have some leverage at least.
That's what I'm saying. You can extend that thing. Listen, you think if they go to Kirk and say, look, man, we understand how things went, know how it looked. We're going to give you this stuff up front. We're going to extend you because we know we're going to have problems with Penix coming back, but we want to go with you now. If it's up front money,
Kirk's gonna
hell yeah. He's a pro at that.
Right.
So come on, man.
What's crazy is if you look at the top five projected picks, and the way it is right now, Washington would pick 7th. That could change a little, especially if the Giants, the Jets, the Titans, or the Cardinals could win this weekend. And there's going
to
be some.
I want everybody to go hold your breath waiting on all that stuff to happen.
I think McVay's going to sit everybody, and the Rams play the Cardinals. I won't be shocked if they win that game. We'll see. But regardless, like, when you start to look at this stuff, there's a lot of quarterback questions. And then you're looking at, seems like the Indiana kid Mendoza is going to be your number one overall pick, right? And if the Raiders are sitting there, they desperately need a quarterback. I get it. I kind of think I might like the Oregon kid more. Now, he's got to declare for the draft, but he just seems outrageously talented. Dante Moore, I believe, is his name. But the far bigger dominoes, I think, will fold before the draft because the questions surrounding Lamar, and I'd say to a lesser extent, Joe Burrow, that's what's going to...
I'll say this. If either one of those teams move those quarterbacks, they better hope to God what they find is spectacular. Because I understand the injuries, but both of those guys, when they're on, they're as good as any. So you better hope you go find somebody that can at least play every damn game, and they got to be way above average. Because that's going to be a hell of a you say we're going to let him go, you better make sure you got something in line.
So contractually, at least according to Over the Cap, Lamar still has about $30 million guaranteed this season, but maybe you're better off dealing too early than too late. I don't know that it'll actually happen, but it sure seems like there's a lot of smoke coming out of Baltimore. Well, they also have a game this week for the division, right? Is Lamar playing this week?
I don't know. But with Lamar's injury history, you think a team going to give up two firsts for him? I understand how great he was MVP. And what he's been. Two-time MVP is passed. If you got to give up two, so you got to be knowing for damn sure, or you better feel that you're for damn sure that he's going to get back to what he was if you give up two first-rounders.
I don't know, man.
I mean, it's crazy stuff that he must be thinking about. And Joe Burrow, the way Joe can be, you better make sure. Because if you can make that trade, give up two, and then boom, they back to where they were, then you look like a damn fool.
Yeah, I feel like because Cincinnati has committed so much to that offense, Burrow wouldn't. I feel like there's more of a chance of Lamar going than there is of Burrow going.
The thing about Burrow.
But they're about the same age, about the same contract situation. They both have guaranteed money left next year.
If you Burrow and you're sitting there with Chase and Higgins, where else are you going to go and have that?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So you be careful. Listen, man, listen, that little thing, the grass is not always green on the other side.
Right.
Be careful wanting to force yourself out of something because you could be in a situation where you don't have those receivers. You don't have a running back. You don't have the offensive line. You know? And then the other side, the defense is great, but guess what? Your side of the ball could be garbage. Be careful.
Totally. I think, so, you know, I get all these odds emailed to me, and I got odds on Burrow and Lamar moving, as well as Max Crosby, which I found kind of interesting. But the big part of this is it's all an if bet. Mm-hmm. If he was to leave Cincinnati, I don't think Burrow's leaving. I don't think Lamar's leaving. I think it's just great kind of content fodder for the draft cycle. But with the Giants sitting there at number two, with the Raiders sitting there at number one, it does get a lot more interesting. Like, according to whatever the sports betting is, sportsbetting.ag or BetOnline, something, the Raiders are plus 250 to trade for Lamar. And they're sitting there with the number one overall pick. So that is a super valuable pick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says the Giants are the top team to get Joe Burrow. And they're sitting there with the number two overall pick. I can't imagine.
I think a lot of that is assumption. Because they know that though. I think the Giants really like their little battering ram, Jackson Dart. They like him. And I don't know, just because those guys are at the top of the heap, that they really have to go make those moves. Because, like, if you go out there and you go get those guys, you're losing something on your defense. That's just the way I feel. So if your offense get much better and your defense get worse, what's are they in a better situation?
It's a great question.
You know?
For me, it's – I'm trying to figure out where Kirk lands. If you're drafted some of these young – like, didn't the Jets try to sign Kirk a couple of years ago?
Kirk going to probably end up right where he's at.
You think he just stays?
I'm just saying, which column is hurt? They don't know probably when he's going to be back healthy. I will be trying to work the thing out. I'll be right now talking to Kirk.
You think Shador has done enough to get a real chance at that job?
I think he's done.
He's gotten better, for sure.
Yeah.
But, dude,
well, I just listen to him. I listen to the dude. The dude's a pro, man.
They still have another year with Deshaun. Like, yeah. that contract's not going anywhere.
That contract's not going anywhere, but they just have to – say, look, we're done with this one because that's over with.
How do you spell Shador?
S-H-E-D-E-U-R.
E-D. Okay. I was trying to pull up his numbers through the season, through the start here. All right, six starts. Completing sub-60 is not great, but seven touchdowns, 10 picks. Give me game logs because I feel like he's been better of late. Damn, he threw two picks in that Steelers game and they still won?
Mm-hmm.
That is god-awful by Pittsburgh. All right, the interceptions are too high for me, but some we'll see differently.
Yep.
I don't know, man. This week 18 comes at such a weird, fascinating time. and for the Commanders. Dan Quinn spoke at length yesterday, and we're going to get into kind of what Washington not even is playing for, because you've got, of the dudes that'll be on the field in Philly this week, of a 53-man roster, 40 of them don't know what's going to come next year. They got plenty to play for.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the reality of pro football. 100%. But, you know, what do you want to see? What do fans want to see? Who the hell's the quarterback going to be? What's this offensive line going to look like? There are significant questions for the Commanders getting ready for Philly. We're just getting warmed up. We're going to talk a little Wiz today. We're going to talk to Sam Cosmi today. Plenty for us to get into. B. Mitchell Finley, New Year's Eve Eve.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Don't go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley and MJ and Thriller. Shout out to everybody hanging out with us on the YouTube stream. Hope you're all doing well in that wacky world of a chat. Shout out to everybody watching us on the Monumental Sports Network. Appreciate y'all there, too. Appreciate all the folks just listening on the radio. Driving around, no traffic. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
B, I went to the dentist this morning.
What time you go to the dentist?
I had to be at the dentist before the end of the year. So I guess my dental insurance gives me two cleanings a year.
What time?
8. No cavities.
Booyah!
I have a running wager with a woman I'm related to by marriage in a cavity count. Dominating. The dentist, not bad. Honestly, I was in and out of there in like 20 minutes. When you floss, baby, your teeth are gravy. It's not, dental care is not that complicated. It's based on flossing.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, you floss, dude? Jeff, no idea what planet I'm on.
I got those little,
Jeff's eating
you
chips.
You ever see the reach floss?
No, what's that?
Because you get in the back into the
yeah.
You see how easy you get back.
I like the little swords.
That's not a sword. It's reach. Yeah, and it's about that long, and the little thing goes on the end, and you can just from anywhere. Just,
yes, right. I do floss, and I have the travel pack in my car, and I got a water flosser.
Damn,
that's a new game right there.
Just taking his dental care seriously. Proud of you.
Those don't get it inside, in between the teeth and in the gums as good as you think, though.
Yeah, Jeff.
I always use the floss.
Oh, yeah. I got the real ones, too. But that, hey, I'd be having to turn the setting down because that thing will rip your gums.
Oh, it will.
I got an email last night from White Brian. Has White Brian been around at all? Was he here yesterday and maybe I missed him?
White Brian got more vacation time than anybody I know.
He's taking care of his dog.
Yeah, sure. He doesn't even have a dog. White Brian sent me an email last night. Kinlaw bet. If Javon Kinlaw has 9 sacks on the season after Sunday's game, Rooster owes B. Mitch 3 fried lobster tails. Now, this email went to me, B.
When do we make this bet? I don't remember making this bet.
Well, here's, you know how, so I have a Gmail account, and you know how Google provides like the AI generated automatic replies? I think they sum this up well. The three automatic generated replies to this email, which really makes no sense, are thanks for the tip, LOL, or what? What is he saying here? If Kinlaw has 9 sacks on the season after Sunday's game, Rooster owes B. Mitch 3 fried lobster tails. I don't know that Kinlaw has a sack on the season. So did Rooster say Kinlaw was going to have 9 sacks and you took the under? Is that how this shook out?
I don't know what he said. I don't remember this.
I wonder how many drinks was White Brian in when he sent that text.
Dog, Kinlaw's at 0 sacks. So the way I understand this, I think you should feel pretty good about Rooster owing you 3 fried lobster tails.
No, it says if Kinlaw has 9, which it seems like I say he was going to have 9.
Then why would... So you owe Rooster lobster tails unless he gets to 9?
I don't remember betting nobody nothing about nothing.
Did this email make any sense to you guys last night?
I looked at it and kept going.
I just don't know where it came from. And my thing is, White Brian don't talk when he's here. Why does he always send stuff when he's not here?
This was a 9:30 White Brian email.
Is this a spam email to test us?
I replied with the auto-generated what? Question mark.
I didn't reply. I kept moving.
Landfill, do you have the slightest idea what this random White Brian lobster tail Javon Kinlaw email is about?
I think he might have gotten a fight with the Hurricane again.
Does Rooster perhaps have any idea what this is about?
Probably not.
Rooster doesn't know anything about anything.
If Rooster comes in here, let's assume Rooster's coming in today. I don't know that he is or isn't. If he comes in, B, and says, maybe this will happen next week, that you owe him 3 fried lobster tails, what's your reply going to be?
What the hell are you talking about?
Like, the only way this bet gets paid off, I'm guessing, from Brian's side, is audio proof. We work in an audio medium. If this bet actually happened, somewhere it should be documented, correct?
I think the Roost is supposed to come in today.
All right. Maybe we'll find out. I kind of doubt it, honestly, but... Maybe White Brian, when he wakes up from his drunken stupor, can provide us a little more information. What the hell? I thought something happened yesterday while I was off, and White Brian was actually working, and you and Rooster made a weird bet or something. Right. If he wasn't here, I can't imagine you talked a whole lot of Javon Kinlaw having 9 sacks this weekend.
No.
That'd be a pretty remarkable number. I don't think any NFL players ever had 9 sacks in a game.
Never.
Now, they didn't keep stats in the Mean Joe Green era, so maybe he had it, but I doubt it. Brian, what we know very little, frankly. Dan Quinn spoke yesterday. We know that Jaden Daniels will not be the quarterback this weekend.
Yeah, we know that.
I kind of think it's going to be Josh again. Mm-hmm. Where do you lean?
Josh?
I thought he played pretty well.
Yeah.
They lost that game to Dallas because of defensive miscues. It wasn't. I mean, Johnson went for about 200 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. He didn't turn it over. They ran the ball pretty well. Yeah. Defensively, they just couldn't get off the field. Dallas 100%. Doubled them up. It was 87 offensive plays to 41.
Yeah.
TOP was almost 40 to 20. It was 38-44 to 21-16. Like, you're just not going to win.
You got
to
get off the field, man.
And
if you don't get off the field, it's going to be problems.
Nikki Jobvala had a really good column this morning in The Athletic. I like just the headline on this, forget a recalibration. Remember, Dan Quinn famously said they need a recalibrate. Forget a recalibration. The Commanders need to get back to basics. Dan Quinn, in his press conference yesterday, admitted that Quan Martin basically got benched because of the Kevontae Turpin 86-yard touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He had his lowest snap count total since he was a rookie. Remember back when Ron wouldn't play him? Dan Quinn said there had been a big mistake in the game regarding coverage, so there were more consequences to that. I'd also like to say I love Quan and I believe him, and that's not so unusual when a difficult play happens that you change and they have to come stand on the sideline for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to start benching people for mistakes, feels a little too late. And it's something you've said for a while this season. Mm-hmm. Like, if you keep putting the same guys out there, yeah, you're telling them it's okay.
Yeah. But you got to start somewhere. Maybe this is the way that they go. Like we keep saying, they got to change up some things that they did this year. You got to change up some stuff. Maybe this is the beginning of that.
It's crazy because we're at this point in the season where you've got a team that's 4-12.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, what? I think they probably lost 10 of the last 11. So they beat the Chargers on October 5th. Then it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 straight losses. Then you win one, and then you've lost two more. So they lost 8 in a row. They've now gone 1-10 in their last 11 games. And the conversation isn't around massive changes. I think for Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, they should be really thankful that there's not more pressure on their jobs.
I don't think the conversation has to be around massive changes. They need to know it as it needs to be some massive changes. Like, at this point of the season, I don't know who's sitting up here expecting something totally different. I've been thinking this for the last 5 to 7 weeks. They are in a position right now where it's going to be hard as hell to get out of this position with so many people hurt and just don't seem like things are flowing in the proper way. I don't know who's expecting them to go out there and all of a sudden be playing like they played last year. I'm not.
I don't think, for me, that's not the expectation at all.
And the way I look at it, Jay, this season is done.
Been done.
And like I said, they got stuff to play for. I also am not looking for something to drastically change right now. But once this season is over, I expect to start to see that little everything, the mechanical aspect of this team starts to churn and things start to get into motion where what we see from the ending to the beginning of what's going to start up when the camps come around, we need to see some different stuff. Different people.
Listen to
different
this.
Styles of people, types totally. Of people.
This is crazy. I'm reading from Nikki's article this morning in The Athletic. Washington swing from a 4-13 team in 2023 to a 12-5 contender in 24 and back to being a 4-12 club this season is among the more volatile three-year stretches for any NFL team in recent years. The last team to improve by 8 wins in one season, then fall by at least 8 losses the following season, was the Carolina Panthers from 2014 to 2016. I think that's when Carolina went to that Super Bowl. Cam got hurt and kind of just fell apart. I'm reading. There are multiple layers that Quinn and general manager Adam Peters will have to peel back. For a regime that began its rebuild recalibration by preaching play style, rediscovering the fundamentals of it is step one. And that's something I've been saying now for the better part of a month is, like, tackling needs to be more of a priority than trying to generate turnovers. Just get the guy on the ground.
Yeah, that needs to get better. This is tackle football, bro. And if I were them, I'll start up a little fine thing. If you throw a forearm and you don't wrap up, you're getting fined. If I see another forearm tackle, I'm going to have a problem. There's too many of those.
Like, when you watch that Texans defense and you see the way their DBs play in run support,
mm-hmm.
I understand people are looking to make strong tackles. And in the NFL, you gotta make big hits to get guys down on the ground. Hell, did you watch Philly Buffalo this weekend?
A little bit.
The way Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, I mean, those are...
The kid number 31 last night. He was bringing the... Listen, man. You don't have to make big hits. If you wrap up and hold on, that person is going to probably go down. You know what I mean? But if you just run over and bump a guy, they're not falling all the time. These guys are too damn strong for that to happen. So, as I told you from the beginning of the season, I got tired of seeing defensive backs trying to tackle, but they never hit the ground. How do you tackle somebody that you got to knock them down, but you don't fall down? I've seen too many times dudes are standing on both feet when the guy's on the ground. They're like trying to push him down. That's not tackling. That's shoving.
There's so much wrong with Washington this season. You don't get to this record and this situation without really, I mean, just a number of indictments across the board. But, man, they got serious questions. It is remarkable the rise and fall of this organization. And when people ask me, like, oh, dude, they're so far off for 2026.
I don't think
they might be. See, if you get Jaden back playing excellent, that changes everything.
Let me hit you with a little something. So I went back because I've been looking at the 49ers, and I try to compare things with the 49ers. 49ers 2017 was 6-10. 2018, 4-12. 2019, they were 13-3, okay? NFC champ, whatever. They go to the Super Bowl appearance. They come back the next year, they were 6-10. Then they jump right back to 10-7, 13-4, 12-5. Then they fell off the next year and then came back this year. So the whole thing of it is you can switch up this stuff, but you gotta build something. Because like I've been making the example that the 49ers are the team you got to look at. Like all the injuries, but they still perform. People look at and try to compare Washington. Washington hadn't had long enough to build the team. Kyle Shanahan got there in 2017, right?
Yeah.
It's 2025 now.
Maybe 18.
They should 17. Be able to win because they built something now. Washington got away from what their building was from last year to this year. Get back to the building. Because what you are seeing with the 49ers and teams like that, that's been 6, 7, 8 years of building. We can't expect them to be where those other teams are after just 2 years. This is their third year going into it next year. So what we saw something happen last year, and we all got ahead of ourselves, even them.
Yeah.
So you got to get back to what you say you were going to do. Build this damn thing right.
Speaking of building, we're going to talk a little Wizards basketball coming up at 11. Nobody go anywhere.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Mitchell Finley. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fam. A lot going on in the world. College football about to get hot here. I think the first playoff game is tomorrow night. Then, obviously, there's going to be a lot of games New Year's Day. We're in this extra weird college football space where the other bowl games really don't matter. You know what I mean? Like, because now we got so many of these playoff games. But, like, tomorrow, Michigan-Texas is a big game.
Yeah.
But you don't know who the hell's going to play. I don't even know who's coaching Michigan. Does Whittingham take over right away?
I don't. Probably not. Probably one of the coaches that was on the staff will take over.
But the big one starts tomorrow night, Miami-Ohio State, rematch of that famous title game from many, many years ago. Then New Year's Day, you got just a whammy of a lineup. Oregon, Texas Tech, Bama, Indiana, Ole Miss, Georgia. College football's got to figure something out because these games now go, like the last college football game, like the title game, I think it's like January 25th.
Mm-hmm.
They got to tighten that up, man. The time is just, it stretches too far. And I think the numbers last year reflected that. Like by the title game, the rating, so the title game is January 19th. Mm-hmm. That's probably the Monday of MLK weekend, is my guess. Like, remember when they all lied that this was, you couldn't do that for the students or whatever? Well, now they're playing.
They never gave a damn about the students, to be honest with you. They were just trying to figure out a way to make the most money they can.
Right. Maybe we'll do brackets tomorrow before they start. Because at this point, it's just a straight bracket. Who's going to play what? We can pick our national champions. Landfill, let's plan on that. Maybe we'll even put a $5 on.
See, that's what you're saying right now. How these kids have to play much longer after the season is over. What has the NCAA and colleges been treating them like anyway? Like they weren't just playing students. They were
right. They
were beyond students. Right. And now they were getting paid and everybody wanted to complain about them getting paid. They're getting paid for what they've been doing. The bowl games and all that extra stuff, it's extra. Okay? This college football thing, it generates a lot of money for somebody. So let's just stop with that BS about, oh, man, the adults set this stuff up. Why they didn't make any rules? Now that the guys are leaving after 1 year and signing deals and going to another school, don't coaches do that still?
Yeah.
So what the hell is the complaint? I mean, let's understand. If you did not
What do you think, though, about the NBA kid that wants to come back to college basketball?
I think that's the thing. The NCAA is saying, oh, yeah, they could do that. No, once you play pro, you are not eligible no more. I want to hear the fact that he had some years left. You know what I mean? If you left and went to the pros, you are no longer eligible to play college basketball. Point blank.
That seems like a simple one. But apparently that kid's coming back.
Man, see, that's because the adults are screwing it up once again.
So I read something. This is a conspiracy theory, but obviously it is such a mess, and the NCAA is basically useless at this point. Yeah. Like, they're not in charge.
They're trying to get control again?
Well, they're trying to let it go so sideways and fall off
Congress,
such a cliff.
I heard that story,
that
too.
People will be like, all right, we got to put the NCAA back in charge.
Yeah. See, I heard that. Someone said that last night about Congress. They want Congress to come in and do it. Let me tell you one thing. The NCAA is the Antichrist. They need to get the hell away. They've been screwing up stuff. They were sending guys, making guys ineligible for receiving a T-shirt, Big Hit shirt. But Brian Bosworth never got nothing when he had a $2,500 a month apartment, driving a Corvette, and was spending $2,000-$3,000 a month in grocery when he was in college. And I'm talking about back in the 80s. Give me a break. The NCAA is full of crap, man.
Correct. When we return, we're going to talk to Chase Hughes. The Wiz are playing some decent basketball. What's gotten in to the Washington Wizards? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.